Welcome to My Orgasmic Life podcast, a show that where we talk about sex, love, relationships, and kink. And of course, my favorite part, I share with you my very graphic, very juicy, and always entertaining orgasmic life. I'm Gaia Morissette, your hostess and your holistic sexual wellness specialist, your trauma healer, your BDSM expert, and of course, your pro dominatrix. The show was inspired to inspire you to support your orgasmic living. Remember, always check the content warning before you listen and make sure you're listening where no one else can hear it, because you never, ever know what I'm going to say, because I always come with an explicit graphic content warning. Now, strap in and enjoy the show. Hello, my sexy, very, very throbby and tingly audience. Today, we're going to talk about how do you talk dirty like a porn star? Now, if you have not, so I've been doing a whole segment on communication. And, you know, this will be the fourth episode in a capacity of, you know, communication style. And the reason that we're talking so much, why I've been diving into communication, is because communication is sexy. And it's kind of the thing that either makes for epic sexual experiences versus crappy, horrible experiences, is the how you communicate, when you communicate, what you say, how you say it, making noise, all of that stuff is what takes you from having like, even bad to sex. And in my orgasmic life, we're all about the sex. Right? Now, I am, for my listeners who are just hearing me audio, I'm in the office, I'm not in the dungeon. Mr. Stana right now is beating somebody in the dungeon consensually. So you get me in the office. Maybe our next episode will be in the dungeon. Who knows? We'll see what's going on. Okay, let's talk about, so I hope that you have, if you have not, I recommend pausing me and going and watching or listening to these three episodes before you get to this one, okay? So we need episode 300, 301, 302, okay? So that you have the vocabulary, you know how to make noise, you know how to ask for what you want, all of those pieces. You're not afraid of being rejected. Please go listen to those and then come back. All right, so you've listened to those, right? Now you're back. Welcome back. So let's talk about, how do you talk dirty like a porn star? So you've increased your vocabulary. You now have some really good vocabulary. But before we get into testing out that vocabulary in a sexual context, because you've been practicing going over, you know, with your word of your day, now it's about, we need to negotiate and have a conversation with the people that we are going to have sex with about vocabulary, about words that turn them on and words that turn them off. And this is an important piece of where things can go sideways, and something, one person, one word can be super hot. So let's take, for example, the word whore. In the right context with the right person, it can be super hot. I love being called a whore. I've embraced it. It's part of there's often in the middle of, you know, being fucked, I will be like, fuck me like a dirty whore. And I mean it in that moment. But I also know that my partner also doesn't see me as in a disrespectful way, as a dirty whore in a bad way at all. So I can ask for that because I know that my partner or partners aren't going to say it from a place of disrespect, just from a place of, yes, you are a dirty whore. Now take it. I'd be like, yeah. And that's okay because I'm okay with that word. I've embraced that word. That word is hot for me. That word is empowering actually for me. I don't think there's anything wrong with being a whore and getting paid for sex. Like that's not wrong. That's not bad. That's not dirty. It's not like there's no negative connotation for me around that. So I can, and I feel very empowered in my sexual freedom and my sexual liberation to choose how I want to use my body and all these things. So for me, it's not a trigger word. But I know other people and other women in particular that if they were to be called a whore because they've been called a whore in a derogatory way, it would feel very icky and not respected and not sexy. And so if they were in the throes of this hot, sexy moment, and then all of a sudden that word is used, word whore is used, then it will take them out of that place. They may even shut down. Their vagina might be like, I am closed for business. That was so not hot. I don't feel safe anymore. I don't feel vulnerable. How can you talk to me like that? Like all of that stuff can happen just from using the word that is a trigger for them. So we can avoid some of that by having a conversation not in the middle of sex, but before we're about to have sex. So here's one thing that, one of the things that I really love about the kink world and the kinkster world is that it's really encouraged that you don't end up having a scene or play before you've negotiated the scene. All right. So this practice of it's sexy to sit down and talk about what's your hard limits, what turns you on, what doesn't turn you on. Do you have any physical injuries that I should be aware of? Do you have any trauma that I should be aware of? These conversations are part of the narrative of before we're going to have any kind of play in the dungeon or at a play party, where there's a kinky play party. So that whole sitting down and let's negotiate part is very much part of kink culture. And it's a beautiful thing to have part of kink culture because all sex should look like that. When we're planning on having sex with somebody, so if you're already in a relationship and or you're monogamous and you're already have a sex partner and you've never had this conversation, it's not too late. Not too late. Never too late. Okay. And if you're gonna go do before you go have sex, I talk lots about making sure that you're sexually compatible before you get naked with each other. Is to have this negotiation. And a part of that negotiation is what's your turn-ons? What are your turn-offs? What words turn you on and what words turn you off? And say asking those questions before you're going to roll around naked with somebody is usually a good idea. Just like having conversations about what's your safe sex practices? And, what does sex mean to you? If we're gonna do it, is it now, are we supposed to be married and I'm supposed to have your babies? Or is this like a one-time thing? Or are you gonna call me? What do I need to feel not dirty about it? So there's a whole bunch of stuff. And I've talked lots about how to have before sex conversations and things like that. So there's many episodes that I've explored that. But now you want to make sure that you add in that before sex conversation. What words turn you on? What words turn you off? So my turn off word is tits. Now, I've worked really hard to like let go of that. When somebody says the word tits, I really like your tits, I don't have to be like, and my vagina doesn't go closed for business, right? I can just be like, actually, that word really doesn't do it for me. You want to call them boobs, boobies, although I have huge breasts, so they're not really boobies. Knockers, hooters. Like, here are all the words that you can refer to my breasts as that will turn me on and be totally okay. Fun bags, udders, those are all hot for me. But the word tits or titties, yeah, they're not hot for me. But they also don't pull me out of the thing other than for me just say, hey, yeah, that's not really doing it for me. But before, years ago, before I did all this work around, you know, figuring out words and, you know, my word of the day and all that kind of stuff, when somebody would say, call my breasts tits or titties, it actually would pull me out completely. And I would be like, that's it. I'm done. It's so not hot, not sexy. Yeah, I'm not even turned on. And so this is why that, you know, our vocabulary lists are really important, because then you'll know what words are like, ah, that's a hard limit. That's a no. Don't call me that. Or there's some negative connotation to that. That's not my, okay. So you want to have the conversation. It's the simplest way. Then you may slip because your vocabulary of what is your hot, dirty, like, so for example, say you're, you know, for me, tits are not for me. But my partner thinks the word tits are really, really hot. And that's a big part of their vocabulary. And it may take them a little bit to like, oh shit, sorry, my bad. Like, you know, and instead of being like, I told you not to call me that. Or you had to use that word. Again, they're not doing it on purpose. It could be just an automatic, they're so used to using that particular word, that it's going to take them a little while. So jumping down somebody's throat is also not productive. Nor is it sexy. So this is why we want to have these conversations. This is why you want to find out what words turn you on and what words don't turn you on. And then you can talk about it. All right. So negotiate, negotiate, negotiate. There may be words that no one's ever said to you or you've never used, and you may not realize how that might turn you on or turn you off. At one point, calling me a whore wouldn't have been arousing. Now in the throes of passion from my lovers, me telling them to call me a whore or treat me like a dirty whore is a super hot thing for me. So as we kind of, our sexuality evolves and we become more comfortable with certain things and we embrace certain words, and the power of words is huge. So finding out why something bothers you is an important piece. And then you can, you know, you can clear it or not clear it, or it can just be in the not, don't use that word list. And then someday that word may not upset you. It may still not be a word that you particularly will choose to use, but if somebody uses it in the throes of passion, you may be able to get the gist of it, of that they're expressing their desire. Okay. So, but you need to talk about that. Here's the thing that goes wrong all the fucking time. People don't have a conversation and then they decide they're going to do something and they're going to add it new to the bedroom. And you know what? That shit goes sideways, which is an episode I'm going to talk about later. It goes horribly sideways because you didn't negotiate it. You didn't talk about it. You didn't know, you know, all of a sudden you've never talked dirty. And now you've listened to this episode and you're like, oh, I'm going to try talking dirty. And then your partner's like, what the fuck? And they freak out because they have no idea what's going on. So let's talk about it, people. Talking about it makes it sexy when you're going to use it during sex. Introducing things during sex without talking about it has yet to ever go well. Unless you're already very open and you communicate really, really, really well and you have a wild, crazy sex life, then you may be able to throw in something new into the mix without having to negotiate about it. But that's for like the advanced lovers. All right. That's the advanced sexers. The sexual adventurers. That's the advanced version. All right. The average person is not at that level. So don't even try. Don't even try. You're going to pull a groin muscle. It's going to go bad, very, very bad. So it is better. I'm just going to remind you this because sometimes we forget that it is not better to ask for forgiveness than ask for permission. When it comes to sex, no, it's not. It doesn't go well ever. Right? So if you are afraid that if you have the conversation about, hey, I want to add start adding some, kind of naughty talk to our sex time, but I really want to know, this is how you bring it up, okay? You'd be like, all right, so I've been thinking about, kind of, I would like to explore adding some naughty talk during our sex time. But before I do that, I listened to Empress Gaia's podcast, My Orgasmic Life, and she told me that it's not a good idea to just do it. So I'm doing what she told me, and I'm having a conversation. First of all, how do you feel about that? All right. So you want to get the other person on board with it. Don't just do it. Right. You're going to say, hey, I'm planning on doing this is why. And I'm kind of excited. And how do you feel about that? Are you game? So you're getting consent and permission. And then the next phase is like, okay, well, what words do you think may turn you on? What kind of playful, sexy, naughty words do you think will turn you on? Do you know what would turn you on? Because your partner may not know if they turn them on or turn them off yet, because they didn't listen to the other episodes and haven't been working on the word of the day. So that's a good place if you're going to agree to this, that you guys both do, okay, before you do the dirty talk in the bedroom, okay? So you could be like, hey, let's go listen to Gaia's episode on 302. You guys can be on the same page of your vocabulary. All right. Now, they may have talked dirty and they may know what they like and what they don't like. So, what are some of the words that turn you on, and what are the words that definitely turn you off? And then you're going to share yours. These are the words that turn me on, I think, and these are the words that definitely turn me off. And all the others we can explore together and kind of test it out. So having that conversation, first of all, it gets everybody on the same page. It gets everybody giving consent. It's giving everybody a new possibilities of, testing out, knowing what words you shouldn't be testing out. And then make sure both of you are expanding your vocabulary lists and using your word of your day, and that will help to normalize it so that when you're actually in the throes of sex, you got your words. Now, if you notice when I have been talking and I talk about, it's not just the word you're using, it's the context. You need adjectives. Adjectives are an important part of sexy talk. And what you want somebody to do to you is also another aspect of what is beautiful dirty talk, right? What you want to do to somebody and what you want them to do to you And you want adjectives and you want descriptive language like wet, throbbing, aching, pulsing, moist, sloppy. All right. You need those extra words outside of whatever else word you're using. You know, luscious. You want descriptive. Manly. Yummy. Okay. So you get the idea. So you want to add, so you start practicing those words. You may find words that, you know, you can add and create a new list that, you know, you now have two words of the day. You have your word, your one of, off your one of your lists, and then you have your descriptive word that goes with it. You know, so if say the word is yummy, tasty, juicy, you know, I want to taste your juicy pussy. Again, you got to make a sentence. So you want to increase that throbbing, aching, craving, desire, yummy, tasty. Okay. All right. And there you go. So you do those, you have your conversation, then start to play. While you're playing, you're in the throes of it, you know, throw out a word or two, practice, you know, even if it's just once and it's sexy time, try one thing of when somebody, you know, something that you want somebody to do to you. So let's start with that. I want, you know, I really want you to, you know, taste my, you know, moist cunt. My clit is throbbing for your tongue. Okay. So you want to start to practice what you would like to be done to you. If in your, you know, we don't have to do the whole thing. Continue having sex how you normally have sex. And then add one thing that you would like somebody in the middle of it that you ask for done to you. And then when you feel comfortable with that, then you can up your ante where you can now then say one thing you would like to do to your partner, your partner's body. So if you got what you'd like, you know, and then have them to do the same for you. So you know, you just kind of slowly integrate it. Don't try to do it all overnight. And again, it's going to feel weird and a little bumpy and all the things. And you may laugh and you may be like, ah, that didn't land. Right. That's okay. Remember, laughter is good. We can laugh about it and be like, and then the most important piece of this is that you have fun. And you're having fun together, and there's not, you're not getting it right, and you're not getting it so that you're not need to be, we don't want any more pressure in the sex department. It creates too much anxiety and performance anxiety, which then usually makes, if there's penises involved, really make businesses very unhappy. Okay. So no pressure. All right. You're just testing it out. You've talked about it. You're having fun. You may laugh about it. You may all things. It's all good. No stress. If you start to put doing it right or getting it wrong or feeling rejected or all those things that are starting to happen, then you need to call me. All right. Something has gone off track here, and we don't want it to be off track. This is just supposed to be this fun new thing that you get to explore with each other and add new layers of sexy hotness to your sexiness. That's it. It's not supposed to be stressful. If it starts to create stress, there's something running amok, reach out to me. We can clear it so you can get back to having fun. Sex is fun. Say it with me. Sex is fun. All right. If it's not feeling fun, there's something going on and we need to address it. Call me. We'll get you back on track so that you can go back to having fun during sex. Okay. Now, the last thing of making sure that you can talk dirty like like a well-paid porn star. No cheap porn star, but a well-paid porn star, and with ease and sexiness and pulling it off, is you must do your debrief conversation. Maybe not right after sex, but within the 2 hours of after you've engaged in sexy time. You need data collection. All right. Debriefing is not about getting it right or getting it wrong. And this is an important piece. Okay. Debriefing is about being able to talk when you're not in the throes of sex, first of all, and also to give each other information about what really. Like when you said that way, it was like, wow, that really fucking hurt. That was hot. That really turned me on. And you may not have really even recognized it in the moment. So you couldn't really say, oh, that's hot. That really turns me on. And you may even feel a little like a little funny inside, a little embarrassed, and a little shy about maybe saying it in the throes of sex because you're not really sure why that turned you on. So you may not be able to say it during sex, but it's important. And your partner may not have picked it up, right? Depending on where you are and how expressive you are and how aware your partner is, they may not have picked up that the way that they said that or what they said or the sequence of the combination of those words really like, whoa, that was fucking hot. So this is where this opportunity to express to one another how it felt. How it was like, yeah, I was like, that was hot. I really liked the way you said that. I liked it when you said it the way you said it. Or it could be like, that didn't really land for me. But again, it wasn't that it was wrong. It's like, yeah, that combination or that moment, saying whatever it was, it didn't really take it up a notch for me. Or it kind of pulled me out and I had to think about stuff. Which again is just information. So you know next time, okay, well, that one didn't work or that one didn't land at the same time at the right time or whatever. Whatever it is your partner sharing with you is data for you to then take in so that next time you can bring all that information with you and increase your game to take it to the next level. Always taking it to the next level. We can't take it to the next level unless we have the data. And again, that data is not about your fail or being a rock star. It's about I'm just gathering information so that I can make the experience the next time even more spectacular than the current one was. And so that's an important piece that I don't want you to get lost in of like getting your report card. And either you did good or you failed. Okay. It's not did good or fail. This is a hey, let's talk about what we really liked and what we might want to explore more of. And ooh, there's something around that genre of language that seemed to create some tingling inside me. Let's dive in. Maybe we can explore that a little bit more. Or yeah, that didn't really, that genre or that thing didn't really do anything for me. And because it's not just about what didn't work, it's also about what did work and why did it work. Like the word pussy is the word pussy. It may be, when said in the right context, in the right way, in the right sequence of, string of language together of words. May make it super, super hot or just hot. Me talking about my own pussy may be the piece versus somebody else, me saying, them saying, I really want to lick your pussy versus me saying, I really, really need you to taste my pussy right now. We're saying the same thing, but because it's coming out of my mouth, it's super hot. And more hot than the other way. And again, neither is right or wrong. We're just collecting information. Each time we explore, we get more information. And then we take that information and we put it into our computer, which is our brain. And we're like, all right, that's, and then the next time we take that information and we add some more and we explore some more and we're like, fine, ooh, who knew that? Wow, that was, oh my God, that was so good. Because you had the information. And this is the key to being an epic lover, by the way. Gathering data, gathering information, and keep moving, incorporating that information and surprising your partners and your lovers. Not surprised, like, surprise, here's a third person, and we've never talked about having a threesome. I'm not talking about those surprises. Talking about you got a new move because you've collected information and, subtle surprises, not big surprises. So have fun. So pre-talk, have some dirty talk, test it out. No stress, fun. Debrief, collect data. And then you're good to go. You just keep exploring. Now, kinksters, you guys already kind of have our culture, our kink lifestyle culture kind of sets us up for both of those things. We both are very good at having a pre-negotiation scene. So make sure you add the language into that questions of how do you negotiate a scene? What turns you on? What turns you off? What kind of language, you're going to add, you got your, if there's humiliation components, you got to make sure that you're really clear about that. Is there any trigger words? You're going to do, again, you're going to do that pre-negotiation. Just make sure language is a part of that pre-negotiation piece of the scene. And then during all, you got your safe words, there's all sorts of stuff that's been put into place for you guys. And then when, you got your aftercare, which, you've already negotiated beforehand. And if you're like, what are you talking about? I'm kinky. I never do any of those things. Then you need to reach out to me and we need to talk, or you need to come take my, there's a bunch of BDSM education and training and all sorts of stuff that you may want to look into. I got a BDSM membership. So many places for BDSM education. So if I'm talking and you're like, I don't do any of those things, it might be a good idea to reach out and we'll find out why you're not doing those things or what the things are and what's your best support, right? Whether it's actual one-on-one with me or it may be just one of my many courses. And education resources that I have created. Sorry. Oh, I'm recording this. It's like 7:30 in the morning. The early bird gets the cock. I mean, the worm. All right. Where was I? Oh, yes. And then you got your aftercare and then you have your debrief. And that debrief, again, gives you all the data that you need to have for the next time that you have some play with that particular person. All right. Go forth. Have fun. May your genitals ache and throb and crave to be filled or to fill. Right. Till next time, stay curious, stay sexy. And stay open. And remember, you can find me all the places. Empress Gaia for kink, Guy Morissette for any sport. And if you want to see more adult content of mine, then you can visit my Loyal Fans page, loyalfans.com page to see more. And if you have questions, I now do answer those questions through Loyal Fans, and you have the opportunity of having me answer them with clothes or without clothes on. So that's some fun. All right. Bye-bye. Thank you, audience. You're amazing. Well, I hope today's episode inspired you, encouraged you, and of course, made you feel tingly inside. I just want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate the time that you spend and how I really deeply appreciate you listening. I do it for you guys, the audience, and I love and adore you guys. So, quick loving reminder, I am not available for naked pictures, getting married, having sex, or having anybody's babies. And when you want to spend more time with me in a professional capacity as your coach, your teacher, your educator, your facilitator, you can reach me at GaiaMorissette.com. That's the gateway to all things Gaia. I also lovingly invite you to follow me on Instagram, which the handle is My Orgasmic Life Podcast, where you can leave feedback and comments. Also come join me on Facebook at My Orgasmic Life Podcast Facebook group. And I really want to hear from you. I want to know how this show affected you. What did you learn? Was it inspirational? Did you agree? Do you disagree? I want to know. Because I'm a little bit of a voyeur. So I want to know how am I affecting you? So please, please, please come leave some comments. Now, if you're like, but I don't want everybody to know what I'm thinking, which is okay. Sometimes we need privacy and we need to be anonymous. So you would like that option? We have that. Okay, listeners. Until next time, may your life be filled with sexy exploration and orgasmic pleasure. Mwah. Bye-bye.